For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown continues. Vice President Pence has been meeting with Capitol Hill aides, but President Trump says the solution will only come when he and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer come to terms. House Democrats plan to introduce standalone bills this week, which would reopen agencies like the Treasury, but it's still unclear if Senate Republicans would approve the legislation. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says Wall Street would really like the shutdown to end.
At some point, if this hasn't been resolved, it could undermine confidence more broadly and then, you know, affect the stock market. And then, of course, that affects everybody and raises the odds of the economy going into recession.
President Trump is again threatening to declare a national emergency to fund a border wall, which would likely draw legal challenges. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.